Hey guys, Anthony here from the Four Corners Podcast. And as you guys know, me and Josh Marlowe just finished covering the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament right here in Charlotte where the Tar Heels were. And because of that, we got some great content for you that we've been pumping out all day. And now we got the last locker room comments of the day from yesterday that we recorded while we were out there for you guys to hear. And that's senior guard RJ Davis, who spoke after the win. Spoke about the comments that Harrison Ingram made about Michigan State talking a little bit in the pregame, and also about how the team was able to remain composed and counter the early success that the Spartans had out of the gate.
So, about us, which is fine, and they had their own things that everybody do, but I think we do a good job of trying to ignore all of that and, you know, pay attention to we're being picked to win the game, or what's being said about us as a team. We know what we have in the locker room is good enough to continue to do what we're doing. I mean, I think Ellie did a good job of being poised today. He was able to, he had some good looks. He was able to find his teammates. He got down, used his speed to get into the rim and knock down some key free throws. And today he was poised and he was comfortable. And he was getting more comfortable game by game. So Ellie's doing good.
He said,
RJ, talk to me a little bit more about Steph. What is his defensive intensity
for the team? I mean, he's been great all season. I think he's one of the best defenders in the country. Just his intensity, his impact. I know a couple of plays, possessions he had on Tyson, he was a really good scorer. And just the way he impacted the game, was physical in the catch. He was getting through screens. He had like two blocks that really saved us and saved us from the transition. He's been great all year for us. And Zeth is, I think he should have been, you know, defensive player of the year, defensive team, but just his energy all year and the way he just so aggressive. I mean, that's what Steph has been doing all year, and I'm planning on him to do it for us in the tournament.
What was your reaction to
this? I was like, thank God. Because I think I had like turned the ball over and then he got a block, and then I don't know what happened. A couple plays next, I think he came weak side and blocked it, so I mean, that was crazy.
He was up there over the rim. Yeah. Armando's over there saying that, and I mean, I understand it's Armando, but he said this was the most nervous he might have ever been.
Really?
Before the game. And he said he went up to Big May and told him, like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, did you see any of that from Armando? Like, the nervousness?
He looked nervous to me at all. I mean, he came out aggressive. He established himself in the post really well. He was able to get to the free throw line. And that's a surprise to me because the way he played today, I mean, he didn't look nervous at all. Because of how dominant he was in both ends. He had a lot of blocks. He was the anchor of our defense. He was able to finish strong around the basket and knock down free throws. So he ain't look nervous to me.
So you didn't have to calm him down?
Nah, I didn't even know he was nervous.
Well, with Armando, you said the other day that the focus was kind of against Wagner, get the ball inside. Was that a similar approach today from Coach Davis, considering that there are times where they've been a little susceptible inside?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always an approach for us, and it's always the game plan, because Armando is an All-American. He left a legacy on this program, and he's dominant in the post, so why not give him the ball? He's able to, I think one thing about him is he can play one-on-one, but at the same time, he put two defenders on him, he's able to find open teammates, and I mean, I think that's a special talent right there.
RJ, we felt so much energy coming from you guys through the tunnel going into the locker room.
Yeah.
What were the emotions like? What was the energy like in that locker room as y'all were celebrating?
Yeah, I mean, we were just fired up. I mean, just going into the game, we were just ready to play. I think a lot of us were anxious. I mean, I couldn't sleep after, I couldn't get my pregame napping because I was just so anxious to play and get ready to play out there. But just after, just coming to the locker room, we celebrated with the team because just big time wins like this, this type of moment, just want to embrace the terrors. Not a lot of these guys have got to experience going to Sweet 16, so that also speaks a lot.
And I'm sorry if you already got asked this earlier, but just when you're going on that run at the end of the first half like y'all were, what's it like to be a part of a run like that? Are you aware that it's happening? Do you not know until after you look at the scoreboard? And just how big was that after getting punched in the mouth early in the game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even look at the scoreboard. I just know, like, when the crowds get into it and yelling, you hear excitement. Got Harry yelling, making his faces. Cormac getting spazzing. That's a fun run to be a part of. And it definitely gets everyone going. And right after I hit the three, you see, like, the whole team came to half court. So that got us going.
And the word's been that, like, the team is pretty stoked to go to L.A. specifically. What is it about Los Angeles that has you guys so excited?
I mean, I never been to L.A. I think just when you think of L.A., you think of nice weather, just sun's out. But I think everyone's just really excited to play more like, in the Sweet 16 rather than being in L.A.
RJ, along those lines, it's been an eventful last couple of years for you and the big boys. All that you've been through. To be able to get out of the first weekend and get to the second weekend of the tournament. What do you think that means? I know there's more out there that you want to do, but to get to the Sweet 16, what's the meaning for you personally?
I mean, it means a lot just because of how last year went. We didn't make it at all, and my sophomore year, we made it all the way to the championship, and that Sweet 16 game was actually hard. Like, we played UCLA, but to be back, I mean, it means everything. It's because it shows how much hard work you put into the summer, even in the offseason when last year ended, because you're working your way to get back to that moment, that feeling that you felt, and you know, when we made that run. So just be back in the position, it feels good. And I know we got a lot of work to be done, but I'm definitely going
to
enjoy this.
RJ, I just talked to your dad. He was super pumped. What
are
you
going to
say to him?
He's probably going to say he's proud of me. Tell me how much he loves me, whatnot. So, yeah. Just kind of just embrace the moment and just be happy for, you know, what I'm doing personally, but what we're doing as a team.
Elaborate on that one time, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, this team has been just tremendous all year, and the way we battled and games and the hard practices we have to get to this point, I mean, it shows how much hard work really speaks for itself, and we're able to be in this position because of, you know, accountability, responsibility, pushing each other in games and practices, because we know the potential of this team individually and collectively.
RJ, we've heard from a few of our teammates that those guys were talking a lot today, you know, Michigan State's players.
Yeah.
How much did that stick out to you? Do you remember anything that they were saying?
Yeah.
How much of a motivating point was that? Were you surprised?
I mean, it definitely happens, like, in the flow of the game. I think a lot of energy and it's highly anticipated. I know Harris is a big jump talker, and I saw Mondo get going, and I had to tell him to calm down before they get texts. But I love it because it gets everyone going, gets people fired up. I'd rather that than no one saying anything. And obviously we heard what was being said before the game and whatnot, so
What was it?
I don't know.
You just said you heard it.
I heard, but that's for y'all to figure it out. We just used that as fuel to the fire.
Who's the best talker for y'all?
For our team?
Yeah. The funniest.
I'd probably say Harris, because Harris just talks his talk. So.
How often have you been out to L.A.?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
How often have you been out to L.A.?
I haven't been to L.A. Been to L.A. Only time I've been in and out there was like, I went to Steph Curry camp. That was in Cali, though. And that's really about it. It's been for basketball, but I never really got to experience, like, Los Angeles. So I think it would be good.
So it was in Cali. Do you know what city that was?
Oh, nah. I do not.
Was that when you were in high school?
Yeah, I was in high school. So that was the last time I've been out there.
So it was Steph's camp?
Yeah, Steph's
camp. So maybe Oakland?
It's probably Bay Area.
I don't remember. It was so long ago. Maybe Bay Area, I want to say.
We can look it up. Yeah. It would have been, what, 2020, 2019?
2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, summer of 2019, yeah.
Just real quick, you said that you told the guys like Harrison and Armando to kind of calm down a little bit before they picked up the text. You know, when they were going on that run early, Michigan State, and then kind of when they punched you guys coming out of the half, what were you saying on the floor? Because we've asked, you know, about what Hubert was saying, but what is someone like you, a leader, saying to your guys on the floor?
They're going
to
be more than fine. I mean, we've been in positions like this where teams come out and they threw the first punch and set the tone, but that's going to be our composure. That's going to win us this game, and how we're going to bounce back and do it possession by possession. And that's what I told the guys.
How important is Harrison's energy to kind of keeping the team's energy out this hole, especially going down early?
It's big time. I mean, I think his energy is affectionate. It's just the way it kind of gets himself going, but gets the team riled up. And we've seen him out there hitting threes, doing the two small celebration. Everyone loves it.
Was there anything that you saw kind of like that during, especially the 17-0 run from Harrison that kind of got the team going?
I think it's he hit a wide open three on like from the left wing, and they ended up calling timeout. And yeah. I remember him screaming. I gave him a chest bump. So,
all right, thanks.
All right, guys, so that wraps it up for our coverage of the second round win over Michigan State. Make sure that you head over to the website, though, and read that recap article if you haven't already. And, of course, we'll be taking you through everything the second weekend of the tournament can provide for Carolina. Josh will have you covered with the preview of Carolina's matchup against whoever it actually ends up being. So make sure you keep an eye on the website for all of that. HeelTalkBlog.com.
It just doesn't get any sweeter than that.